This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
There's only one station that gives you concise, unfiltered, unbiased news. Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
20 minutes past 7 p.m. on the line, I'm joined by David Morobi, who is Executive and General Manager of Impact Investing at Business Partners Limited. We are reflecting on the latest Q4 2023 SME Confidence Index, one that shows that SME owners and SMEs as a whole are anxious about the upcoming elections, but also a lot of other insights are coming out here. And David joins us on the line to unpack all of it. Good evening to you, David. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Nolutando, and thank you for having me.
Well, we know the SME index tracks small business confidence on a quarterly basis. Let's talk about the last time we tracked the index and what exactly it told us about the issue of confidence amidst our SMEs.
The last time we spoke, there was a slight increase in the confidence of entrepreneurs in terms of what the prospects are for their growth. There was also a slight uptick in the confidence in government programs that were happening at the time. And I think that leads, and it just shows how volatile and the environment is that SMEs find themselves. So as we get into the first quarter now with the survey that we've conducted, they are apprehensive, they are anxious about the upcoming elections. So I think you can see the changes from one quarter to the next, that it's a very volatile, changing environment that SMEs have to contend with.
Do we know what exactly concerns them about the election and the outcome of it here? Is it a policy issue? Is it possibly the continuation of some of those programs that they were last upbeat about?
I think generally elections, by their very nature, happen to be or can be quite disruptive. They add a degree of uncertainty and oftentimes pose a risk even to the ordinary person, much less small businesses on the ground. So especially where they have to take huge investments, you don't know if there are going to be policy changes that are coming about, is there going to be changes that are coming with the different political parties or coalitions that might come about that bring about a level of uncertainty. So most people tend to be hesitant to take on new investments or to take on new loans into their businesses, and they postpone them until after the elections. And this is a pattern that we have witnessed in all the elections, be it a bit more heightened in national, but also with local government elections.
It is a very interesting one also, because I think what we are seeing in this current time, David, leading into the election is a stable electricity and so on. I'm wondering if there's other issues such as load shedding, even water issues, you know, structural issues that have been in our economy for a while, lingering, that are also playing into the confidence of SMEs right now.
100%. I think the issue of load shedding has been with most SMEs for some time and has impacted on their operations. At least about 60% of small businesses have indicated so. And despite the attempts that we see right now of a clean bill of health in terms of supply of electricity, many of them have not been able to recapture, you know, recover those profits they had lost over the period. And a majority of them are saying they may be able to save a bit, but only marginally. But the majority of them are saying they're just fighting to get back to break even. We are lucky in that I think it's only about 30 days of consistent power supply. We don't know if it's a fluke or it's something that is permanent, and SMEs can be able to better plan for what future they have to face because of constant energy supply. So that has come through quite strongly. You mentioned the issue of water supply. Mm. These are some of the issues that government is being measured on, and there's hope, or there should be hope, that whoever comes in would be able to do that. But also that is juxtaposed with a level of hesitancy as will the right parties come in? Will they be able to deliver on these issues that point to dysfunction and put a lot of pressure on the balance sheets of SMEs or the expenditure patterns of SMEs to try and sustain themselves?
A very, just bleak one there, I think. I'm also keen to speak on issues that also, continue to affect SMMEs here. The vital role of access to finance, David. Let's just talk about that one because, of course, all SMMEs need funding at some point, whether it's at a pre-seed level to get started or it's to expand, or to scale, whatever the case may be. Access to funding remains a tricky one.
100%. I think a lot of us anecdotally know that the issue of finance remains priority. And I think the benefit that we have from the SME Confidence Index is that now we have a body of information that we've collected for the past 11 years where we've had feedback from entrepreneurs. And I think whilst the issue of access to finance for their growth and sustainability has remained high, there's an element that has come now above finance of in recent time, which is just to get specific information and support that can keep their businesses highly sustainable and strong. That means some kind of technical support, technical assistance that can keep them high. That came in at 84%, and then the access to finance dropped just about one rank down at 83%. It will always remain important, but it has to be coupled with good technical assistance because the entrepreneur, once you've got the finance out there, you need some kind of sounding board in some instances because you are everything in a small business. It's only when you grow bigger that you can get people that can come and assist you in various areas of running your business. So that has remained fairly strong in terms of access to finance, yet coupled with technical assistance.
Let's also talk about the issue of non-financial support and the role that business partners plays here for SMMEs and also just what kind of challenges you are identifying for SMMEs, maybe even pre-financing and most importantly, post.
Look, at the pre-financing level, oftentimes it's when there's a special area that needs to be investigated. Maybe it's specialized in nature. We do oftentimes look at ways that where technical assistance can be leveraged. But I think in the number of years that we've been in the small business space, we've got quite a wide sectoral knowledge that during our due diligence, we are able to add value to the business and identify specific areas where technical assistance can be customized and tailored to that business to help them in their growth path if they have come for expansion. So usually our technical assistance comes with the funding and we say area X would need to be amplified. It could be financial management. It could be perhaps marketing or export opportunity that you're exploring where technical assistance can be leveraged. And the good thing that we have our technical assistance is that we give it a zero interest rate. And if you then look at the weighted cost of funding that comes as a result of the zero interest on technical assistance, it makes it a bit more affordable for the SMEs. It reduces that cost of funding, yet amplifies or enhances your competitiveness as a business.
Before I let you go, I must also ask you just about the overall macroeconomic environment and the risk globally here. And if SMEs are at all anxious about that, we haven't stopped speaking about war ever since we stopped speaking about COVID.
Look, I think it remains a challenge. SMEs, like all of us, don't operate in a vacuum. You operate in the broader macroeconomic environment, and you expect the macroeconomic environment to give you some sense of stability, some sense of trajectory that points towards growth. I think in South Africa, we know, I think our best prospects for 2024 are looking at about 1% growth prospects. And we need to be going at least at about 3 to 5% for us to begin to have that trajectory that can spur on a number of industries that have been subdued as a result of the pedestrian growth rates that we have faced thus far. So I think that is a bit of a concern that was compounded by the element that you spoke about earlier on, of inconsistent power supply or very erratic power supply, which adds an added cost to our businesses. And the volatile geopolitical environment doesn't help as well, because you might ignore what has been happening in Ukraine for as long as it has happened, and we see the Middle East currently rupturing. Unfortunately, there's a corollary that in the end trickles down to your small and medium enterprise, and we hope just for a better, stable environment notwithstanding whatever the outcome that the elections will bring about, but broadly, even globally, we hope for the best to come.
Well, David, it's been a pleasure speaking to you today. Thank you so much for taking us through this index and these insights.
Thank you, Nolita.
Brilliant. That was David Morobi. He's Executive General Manager of Impact Investing at Business Partners Limited with that SME Confidence Index. They're really showing anxiety around the election and the outcome, as well as policy certainty for SMMEs. Of course, the conditions are difficult now, but things could get tricky for SMMEs if the programs that have traditionally been rolled out are pulled back, or if there's just no agreement in a coalition government about the future of SMME support for the country. So definitely a pressure point for SMME owners here.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.